Our AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy today. We'll have a high around the mid-30s. Early this morning, a Southeastside Kenosha woman and her daughter showed up in the emergency room of Kenosha Medical Center complaining of headaches. They also stated that her husband and one-month-old son were still at home. Paramedics sent off to 86th and Sheridan and the possibility there was a carbon monoxide problem. They found the child lethargic. He and the father taken to the hospital for attention, while We Energies immediately dispatched a service technician to look at the situation. It's another reminder, according to fire officials, about carbon monoxide fumes having no color and no odor, and that a CO detector is a cheap addition to your home security. A Mount Pleasant man accused of providing heroin to another man who overdosed on the drug, now facing charges. 47-year-old Daniel Hermes appeared in court on Monday, charged with delivery and possession with intent to deliver heroin, plus first-degree reckless endangerment of safety and maintaining a drug trafficking place. Court records indicate that officers were sent to a home on Hines Drive. They found a man who had apparently overdosed on heroin, administered the antidote Narcan. That man then told police where he had received the drug. Armed with a search warrant, officers went looking at Hermes' apartment on Indian Hills Drive and took him into custody. Transportation Security Administration says it's going to be doing much more in terms of random checking on badge-wearing airport and airline employees. Here's the story from Jan Johnson.
The stepped-up screening applies to workers with badges that let them bypass security checkpoints. They come as part of a larger security push in the aftermath of the terror attacks on Paris and the crash of a Russian jetliner that may have been brought down by a bomb. The new random checks also follow instances in which employees were caught using restricted entrances to smuggle guns and launder money. Jan Johnson, Washington.
State Representative Joel Clayfish calling on other hunters to follow his lead and take responsibility when you make a mistake. The Republican from Oconomowoc got ticketed Sunday for killing two turkeys with one shot while he was hunting, but he only had a tag for one, so he contacted a DNR warden to report what had happened. Clayfish says for those who screw up like I did, they should, quote, do the right thing and call the warden. More than 150,000 working families in Wisconsin and their 300,000 children got a fairly nice Christmas present from Congress, according to John Peacock. He heads up the Wisconsin Budget Project. It was the preservation of the Earned Income Tax Credit and the Child Tax Credit. Without those provisions, Peacock says, 175,000 Wisconsin residents could have fallen deeper into poverty.
The federal Earned Income Tax Credit and Child Tax Credit are among the nation's strongest tools to help working families escape poverty and achieve greater self-sufficiency. So it was a huge step that Congress voted to make those improvements to those two credits permanent.
Those credits allow working families to keep more of what they earn. They were part of the budget deal approved by Congress before the holiday break. The cleanup around southeast Wisconsin continues from that messy snowfall that we had yesterday and last night. Efforts are going to continue throughout the day. Crews working on the streets throughout the day as well. State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says the decision to take up right-to-work legislation last spring really stands as the most important thing that his chamber did this year. And while it did spark protests from unions and supporters, the Juneau Republican believes it was the right time to act.
Early on, we had some discussions about whether or not the timing was right, and then also some discussions with Speaker Voss. But at the end of the day, many of the legislators did the due diligence and dug into the issue and saw what it could do for the state.
Fitzgerald adding that the change, which prevents employees, of course, from making union membership mandatory, has put Wisconsin in a position to be much more competitive in attracting businesses. He also believes the unified front that the GOP showed on the issue helped to set the pace for the rest of the legislative session. State Senate President Mary Lozick of New Berlin and GOP Representative Ken Skowronski of Franklin have drafted legislation that will create a pilot program for tracking crime and student safety incidents in one urban district, one suburban school district, and one rural school. This all comes on the heels of Watertown Representative John Jankler proposing that the Department of Public Instruction mandate report cards include information about crimes committed at all the schools, school events, and on school buses. A mosque being planned at the site of the former St. Adelbert's Catholic Church property on South Milwaukee. That church closed several years ago when four Catholic parishes merged. Property had been on the market for about 5 years. It may reopen as a mosque in mid-January. And there's a new study challenging the notion that political lawn signs influence elections. The study by Science Direct found that the signs that seem to sprout up in nearly every yard during election seasons in Wisconsin and everywhere else boost voter shares by less than 2 percentage points. Big crowd expected tonight at Caledonia's East Side Community Center for a special 6 o'clock meeting of the Village Board. and a public hearing on proposed special assessments for the controversial Highway V water main project. The agenda begins with the public hearing, during which more than a few affected residents will likely offer comments. Some already have done so at recent meetings, as well as attorneys who are representing affected business owners. Following the hearing, the agenda is listing, consideration, and approval of the final resolution levying special assessments on the properties benefited by the Highway V water main project. Formal charges pending against 25-year-old Alexander Garcia. He was staying at the home of his girlfriend's father in Twin Lakes and whom he is suspected of attacking the day after Christmas. Thomas Eppers, right now in critical condition, on life support at Frederick Hospital. He suffered significant blunt force trauma to the head, including multiple fractures. In court yesterday, the Kenosha County DA's office said that a bloody bat was found in the garage, Garcia claiming he can't remember what happened due to intoxication. His formal court appearance is set for tomorrow. Marquette University joining forces with alumnus Marcus Lemonis of CNBC's The Prophet. It's being called the Million Dollar Giving Challenge. It all begins January 5th. Lemonis committed to donating $100,000 for every $250,000 raised by the school. The money will be put into scholarships for students. The university is aiming for the campaign to attract young alums and others who have not yet donated to Marquette. And it's the flu season all across the country now getting underway. Cases expected to rise in the coming weeks. Dr. Susan Rehm with the Cleveland Clinic says the best way to prevent the flu, getting that vaccine, the shot, and sooner or later, things will get better.
Somewhere between 2 to 4 weeks for the vaccine to be fully effective. That's why it's important to get vaccinated as early as possible during flu season.
People over 65, young kids, pregnant women, people with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart disease at the higher risk for developing serious complications from the flu. Within the next 3 months, Racine Unified Administration will be providing a detailed report to the Board of Education on referendum money spent thus far on new buildings, maintenance, technology, and safety. Also, unspent money through board action, as well as any future known expenditures that are being considered. Dennis Weiser brought this up at the most recent board meeting, noting that $128 million from the community over 15 years, a sizable chunk of change given to us by the people.
This is a very, very difficult undertaking. 15-year spending patterns are beyond the experience of most of us. I think we need to stop and catch our breath and see, of the $128 million provided by the community, how much has been designated, set aside, tagged for use at this point, so we know what the remaining pool looks like.
Weiser feeling that an understanding of the referendum finances would be helpful because of what could be significant cost-related future issues, citing career academies as just one example.
That we haven't talked about, we haven't thought about, budgets for. If you think about the presentation going into career academies, a high school in southeast Wisconsin just put on an addition to teach industrial experiences to kids. The cost of the addition was $2 million. We need to be aware that this career academy approach is going to cost money. We need to make sure that we have appropriate funds set aside for it.
Weiser noting that referendum-related costs will be coming to the board month after month, and in his words, it doesn't hurt to keep an eye on this while acknowledging future cost issues from administration may have some politically sensitive components. And the book, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, written by UW-Madison researchers Doug Bradley and Craig Werner on the music of the Vietnam War, is being recognized by Rolling Stone magazine as the year's best book on music. It includes stories from hundreds of veterans about how important music was to them while they were fighting, the magazine calling their account intimate and deeply informative, adding that its scope, quote, encompasses both the war itself and the way that music has helped to raise awareness of veterans' issues long after its end. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave going to be holding the first in a series of listening sessions for 2016 on Wednesday, January the 6th. It'll be at the Waterford Village Hall starting at 4 p.m. Like his predecessors, no appointments are necessary, and county residents are encouraged to attend on any county-related topic. Members of Delagrave's staff, as well as county board supervisors from the affected area, will be at each of the sessions. Other elected officials may also attend. Delagrave planning to schedule these listening sessions on or around the first Wednesday of each month in a different municipality. In fact, he'll be in Union Grove in February. The Wisconsin State Journal says Republican state legislators are going to continue pursuing a bill that would penalize communities that block law enforcement from inquiring about immigration status or cooperating with federal immigration authorities. The measure against so-called sanctuary cities would allow communities to be challenged in court and for which they could face the loss of shared revenue. The American Girl doll line, adding diabetic care accessories, including a blood sugar monitor, lancet, and insulin pump. And a Wisconsin youngster may have played a role in all this. They're going to be available starting the first of the year for $24. One Wisconsin girl who has diabetes started a change.org petition a couple of years back. She wanted her American Girl dolls to look just like her. More than 4,300 people signed her petition. Some new data regarding births in the United States, they are up. Here's Michael Descano.
There were just under 4 million births in the U.S. last year. New data published by the National Center for Health Statistics say it's a 1% increase from 2013. Other figures, the teenage birth rate dropped 9%. Since 1991, the rate for teen births has dipped 61%. The birth rate for unmarried women is also down for a sixth straight year, and there were also declines in preterm births. Low birth weight, which is deemed under 5.5 pounds, remained unchanged at 8%. There's also been a drop in cesarean deliveries, down to just over 32%. There are now over 319 million people in the United States. Michael Toscano, Washington.
AccuWeather forecast, cloudy this afternoon, high near 36. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.